Okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're on Daf Chaf Aleph, and today's Daf is sponsored by the Ford family. Lilu Nishmas Esther Ruchav Basav Chaim Alevi, whose yard set is today. Shamash Avin Aliyah. So we'll go back to Kiselok of Zera, the third line on top. We'll go back to there. And Kiselok of Zera, when Reb Zera came up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashi Chelor of Ami, Kisor of Ami, the Yosef he was sitting, Vekamalei L'Hashmaitza, and he said over this Torah, Amalei v'chimesa omer umolek. Can you do malika when the bird's already dead? Because apparently the bird dies before you complete the malika. Right. So you do malika on a dead animal. Is that such a thing? So ishton ishachada, he was stumped for a minute, right? It's a pasuk in Daniel. He was stumped for a minute. Amalei emalach emakachuose. Maybe this is what you do. Choteich shedra. You cut the shedra umafrekes. And you separate the simonim below Rav Basar, in which case it's not dead, and the Malika Taka was what kills it. I'm not 100% sure anatomically how you do this, but that's what the Gemara says.
It's
not torture at all. You're doing Malika, you're killing it. You're allowed to do that. Tanya Nami Hachi,
what does he mean below?
Kesad Molkin Chatas Ov, how do you do Malika? Choteich shedra, you cut the shedra, umafrekes, and you separate below rov basar, without rov basar. I'm not sure what that means. Ad shemagia leveshet olakana, till you get to the esophagus and the trachea. Higia leveshet olakana, it's or, either or, because by a bird you only need one. Choteich simen echad, you cut one simen, o rubo echad, or rubo o rov basar imo. One second. Higia leveshet okana choteich simen echad o rubo or moravit v'rov basar imo ubaola shnayim two o rov shnayim or majority of two, and therefore, again, I'm not 100% sure, but somehow this is a malika without killing it first. So you see it's a malika. Mani, one second. Who said that?
You're killing it. You're just not cutting the simon.
But the malika is what's doing the killing. The malika is what,
it's
right,
fine.
Like shchita. Shechita, the shechita kills the animal. It's not dead before you do the shechita, because then it wouldn't be shechita. You can't do shechita on a dead animal. Same thing over here with the malika. Somehow, you're doing it when it's still alive. So Mani, one second, who said this? Irabanan, the Rabbanan said, Amri Shnayim Dafka, that's to be Dafka to Simonim, and Irabalazar Reb Shimon, Amar Rov Shnayim. It has to be Rov Shnayim. What's this Rabbanan, and what's this Rabbalazar Reb Shimon? That we're going to get to at the bottom of the page. So the Gemara says, because it said Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. So which one is that? It's a machlokas. If it's shnayim or rov shnayim. You're right. Aim is shnayim l'rabbanon. Rov shnayim l'lazer Reb Shimon. The price is through in both. Or you could say, ha v'ha Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. It's both Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. Umay shnayim. What does it mean, two? Shedomen l'shnayim. It should appear like two. Meaning, rov, what?
Separating.
No, meaning rov shnayim is, rov shnayim is two. If you cut rov of shnayim, which is if you cut two, so fine. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Nishbara mafrekes. If a person's neck got broken, v'rov basar ima, and rov basar is on the break, something, metame ba'ohel. He's already considered metame ba'ohel. He's already considered dead, even though he didn't die yet. He's going to die in the next minute, so anything in the room ready is tummy. Right. Vim Tomar, Osa Maisa, the Eli, but one second, when Eli passed away, the Mafrekas below Rov Basar Have, he was Mafrekas without Rov Basar. So you see, it's only Rov Basar. Sigma answers, Zikna Shiny. Now, an elderly man is different. An elderly man is different. Fine.
Why?
What?
Why?
One second. Why? The Chziv, it says. One second, and he died because he was old.
And heavy.
So that crack, that break, even though he didn't have Rav Basar, it's a different story when if it's an old person. Okay.
We don't need Rav Basar though, on anything else, but that
doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I know. Amr Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Yochanan, Karu Kedag. If somebody gets caught up like a fish.
Comparing a bird and a man, maybe it's different.
The Gemara says it's not different.
Man,
Karo kidag. Someone's caught like a fish. What does that mean? It means cut in half?
Stomach slit open.
Metame ba'ohel. He's metame ba'ohel, even though he didn't die yet. He's going to die. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak umigabu. That's only from the back.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Because look at the next line. Amar Shmuel. Oso gistera. If you make an animal into a gistera, which means you cut it in half, like you slice it in half. Right. Nevela. You made a nevela. Like, what's the chiddush?
Yeah.
Just, what's the chiddush? Yeah. You made a nevela.
As opposed to killing it and popping it over the head.
Exactly. So what does this mean? Right?
There's no shchita here at all.
That's why it's nevela.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's why it's nevela, because there's no shchita at all.
I understand. So what does Memra tell me? Does the article say anything?
No, maybe.
Nothing.
And if it dropped dead, it's also
nevela. Correct. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Nital Hayerech, if you remove the thigh, V'chalal Shala Nikar, and the hole by the animal is recognizable, Nevela, it's a Nevela. Meaning, it can't live. It's considered dead already. Hechidami Chalal Shabbat, what does that mean? Amar Rava, Kol Sheruvutza, if it would lie down, V'nira Chasera, and you see that it's missing. That thing is missing. Okay? That socket, it's missing, that's a nevela. The Chassam Sofer says it's only by an animal. By a person, it's not true. People have a single leg and they're walking around all the time. Why? They can lie down. You can't compare animals and people. An animal can't live with only three legs. Can't.
If a person a socket, it can go up to the socket.
Right.
By a person.
Now, Tanan Hassam, we learned over there, over where? In Mesechtas Aholos, Hutzu Roshehen, if you take off the head of a, Rashi says, B'shmona Shmatzim Kamairi, B'seder Tyrus. We're talking about the Shmona Shmatzim. If you chop off the head of a frog, right? So, Afal Pi Shemafar Chesin, even though it's thrashing around, Tameim, it's Tamei. Kizanav Haltaa Shemifrachesas. It's just like a tail
that's wagging.
That's flapping around.
That's wagging, yeah.
That's wagging, right? Look at Tosfos, second Tosfos. Hutzu Roshein. Gabi Behema Chayva Oaf. It's talking about a Behema, Chay or an Oaf. Bimasnisa, Bimasakza Olos. Falo Gabi Shrotzim Kizabirish Bakuchas. What are you talking about Shrotzim like Rashi said? What Rashi talking about? Right? Talking about animals. Fine. By the way, the Mishnah says like this.
It says a lizard.
Where?
Kiznav halta'a shemafrachas.
What?
Kiznav halta'a shemafrachas.
No, that the animal's like a tail.
Oh, right.
Right, so the Mishnah says, Adam, a person, Eino metame ad shtetinafsho. Afilu meguyud, afilu goseth. V'chein behayu chayav of. So about animals. So it's a kashan Rashi. Okay, fine. Anyway, even though the head, even though it doesn't have a head, that you chop off the head, the animal's still walking around, right? It's considered dead halachically, just like a tail, when you chop off a tail of a lizard, it thrashes around. Right? I don't know if a tail of a donkey does that, I don't know. But a tail of a lizard does do that. Just like cutting off a head, the animal can still do that. My hutzu, what does that mean, he chopped off the head? What does that mean? Amar Rish Lakish Amar Hutzu Mamish, you chopped off the head. Arasi Amar Ramani Kavdalah Ola Sa'of. No, it doesn't mean you chopped off the head. It means the way, just like you do by Havdalah when you do an Ola Sa'of, when you do Malik of an Ola Sa'of, which means you don't separate the Rosh Mamish.
Right.
Just do two Simonim. No, you do Malika. Ola Sa'of is a carbon do Malika. You have to slice it off and the head's over there and the body's over there somewhere else. It's still there, but it's separated.
But aren't you right. Serving the head as a part of the...
I think the old head, the head comes off, the chattis does not.
What?
I think the head comes off.
I think the old head comes off, the chattis doesn't.
You're not that yet.
Aren't you throwing the head
to... The Gemara says over here, Lo havdula rashehen mamish. You don't mamish, remove it.
On Ola or
chattis? On Ola. We're gonna get to that in a minute. Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Asi, Kavdalas Ola Sa'ov, the Rabbanan, the Lo Plugsayu, Is it an olas ha'ofak to Rabbanon? And then Rish Lakish is not arguing. They're not arguing because according to the Rabbanon, when you do an olas ha'of, you completely remove the head. Odilma kavdalas olas ha'ofak, well, it's Rabbi Shimon. Maybe it's like him. Uplutzayu, and there's a machlokus about it. Amalei kavdalas olas ha'of, well, it's Rabbi Shimon, upluginon. Like him, and there's a machlokus about it. What's this machlokus about Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon? We had it on the top of the page also. We're going to have that in 2 minutes. Ikka da Amri. Rish Lakish. Rish Shimon Lakish. Amar Hutu Mamish. Rabasi Amar Rabani. Kavdolos Olos Ha'of. Lir Blazer Rabbi Shimon. Rov Shnayim. Right? According to Olos Rabbi Shimon, it's Rov Shnayim of the Simonim. Not completely. My Rabbanon. Umay Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Shimon. What is this machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rabbi Blazer Rabbi Shimon? How much of an Olos Ha'of is separated? So, here we go. Did Tanya, the whole cup for this is not easy. Did Tanya, the Bryce that says like this, the Pasuk says, if somebody is poor, and he has to bring a carbon chatas, but an olav yored, you're allowed to bring poor, you could bring a different, if someone turns the light on Shabbat by mistake, they're not poor, you have to bring an animal as a carbon. You can't afford it, it's a bar of the money, what can I tell you? Sometimes the Torah says, no, if you're poor, you can bring birds. Why does the Torah say that? We don't know, right? Oh, we do know. So, when can you do it? By issues of tumah and issues of swearing. Those are the two main places. So then it goes by your tax bracket. So I once heard, I don't know where I heard this, the reason why those two are singled out is because they're very common. So people a lot of times say things they shouldn't say, they swear, right? They tumah, so very common. So Hashem had a little rachmanas on your pocketbook, and you, if you didn't have the money, you could bring birds. You're really poor, you could bring a mincha. So when you're bringing birds, you're bringing a chatos and an ola.
Right.
Why are you bringing an ola? We don't know why. The Torah says, bring a chatos, bring an ola. The Ibn Ezra says, the famous Ibn Ezra, he says, you bring an ola because since you're poor, you're upset about it. So you had bed machshavos. Like, Hashem, why'd you make me so poor? I can't even bring a carbon the right way like a rich person. Even that I'm poor about. You have bed machshavas. You bring an ola for the bed machshava you had. Interesting, Ibn Ezra. So you bring an ola. If you're rich, you bring a chatas. You bring an animal. You're poor, you bring two birds. One for the chatas and one for the ola. And the Pasuk says a very interesting thing. The Pasuk says, Ves Hasheni, meaning the ola, Yase ola, Yimigin ola, Kamishpat. What does Kamishpat mean? In what way do you bring the ola? Says the Torah, Kamishpat, like you're supposed to. Or does the Torah have to say that? The Torah should have said, Vesasheni Yase Ola. What's Kamishpat? So there's a three-way machlokas, what the word Kamishpat means. You hear this? Three-way machlokas, what the word Kamishpat means. Kamishpat Chatos Behema. You do the Ola Sa'ov like you would do a Behema. What does that mean?
Yeah, so it's not Malik anymore.
What?
No, it's really Shita.
No, we'll see what that means. Oh, what it means to do it like a Behema. Right? Yeah. Okay? So, you bring it like a behema. What does that mean? Ata omer, kimish b'chatas behema. You're telling me you bring it like a behema. O eino ela kimish b'chatas ha'uf. Maybe you should bring it like the halachas of a chatas ha'uf. Whatever that, we didn't even say in what way you do a kamish but different. We didn't even say yet. But right away the Gemara says, well, maybe you should be like an olas ha'uf. A chatas ha'of? Why should the olas ha'of be more similar to a chatas ha'of than to a chatas behema? Because we're talking about birds.
Right.
What are you comparing to left field to a behema? So the Gemara says, no. So, right, a chatas ha'of, by the way, so a behema, what do you have to do by a behema? You have to shech rov simanim. Right. By a chatas ha'of, one simon. Right. So maybe this olas ha'of also should be one simon, like a chatas ha'of. Why are you comparing it to a behema? Compare it to a chatas ha'of, right? And that makes much more sense because birds are birds and animals are animals and they have nothing to do with each other. Why are you comparing the olas ha'of to a chatas, behema? Compare it to a chatas ha'of. So Gemara says, no. Kishu omer, then it says in the Torah, v'hikrivo, lashon yachid, Cholak hakasav bin chata sa'of, la'ola sa'of. Chata sa'of, obviously, it says v'ekrivo in singular, so there's a very big difference between chata sa'of and ola sa'of. Umani mekayim kamishpat, so what do I do with the word kamishpat? Right? Kamishpat chatas behema, like a behema. What about a chatas behema? Ma chatas behema, ein ba'a. Element achulin, just like a chatas behema, can only be brought from chulin. What does it mean? Can only be brought from chulin. Not my sersheni money. You have to bring a chatas. You turn the light on by mistake. Oh, I'm going to redeem my sersheni anyway. You can't do that. I'll save myself some money. Can't do that. Has to be from chulin money. Ubayom, and only be brought by day. Ubiyado hayimanis, and with your right hand. Af, so too, ola sa'of, eno ba element achulin. It can only be brought from chulin. Tosas HaRosh asks, of course it can only be brought from chulin. Because even if you wanted to bring it from Mais of Shani, you couldn't, because you don't eat an ola sa'of. Not edible anyway. So what was the havamina that I could bring it from Mais of Shani? You can only be Mais of Shani food, right? Okay, it's a good question, yeah? Ubayom, and by day, ubiyad yamanis, and you have to do the avodah with your right hand. Says Rashi, right here, the first wide line, the last wide line, it's a long Rashi, but not going to be the whole thing. She'ein avodoseha k'sheiros elo b'yamin. Only the right hand. K'desiv ba, v'lokach hakor midam achatos, be'etzba'o. V'kayamalam b'menachos, perakama, kol makam shenemar etzba, v'kuhuna, eno elo b'yamin. Okay, very good. Now Rashi says, ikasha, ikasha, if you want to ask, What possessed the Gemara to say mishpat means a chatas behema? Luk me a chatas oaf to salak mine. First of all, you should compare it to a chatas oaf because it's salak mine. Salak mine means that's what the Torah was talking about when it said v'hasheni and the second bird. What about the first bird? So we're talking about birds. Why? That's what the immediate discussion was about, birds. So why are you comparing the olas ha'of to a chatas behema? Makes much more sense to compare it to a chatas ha'of, right? First of all, the salak mine. V'leilif laha milsa ma chatas ha'of min achulin. Chatas ha'of also has to be from chulin. Daha kulunami isnuba. Everything has to be from chulin. Can't be any carb from Isa Sheni. V'cholop de v'hegrivu. So it says we're comparing chatas ha'of to olas ha'of or to chatas behema, but we're not comparing it so much because that's the grivo. The grivo means singular. So the olas ha'of here is not like chatas ha'of in every respect. It's not like chatas behema in every respect because that's the grivo. So what are you comparing it to the other thing? What are you not? Right? Again, it says that the chatas, the olas ha'of, the sheni, the olas ha'of, do it kamishpat. What does it mean, kamishpat? We said it means like a chatas behema. Regarding what halachas? Regarding only three halachas. Chulin, yad yamin, and bayom. What about comparing it more to a chatas behema? No, it says ve'ekrivo. So don't compare it so much. It's not too much like a chatas, it's a little bit like. So says Rashi, so say the same thing by a chatas ov. It's compared to a chatas ov regarding these things. But it's not compared to an olas ov, but it still has its own uniqueness, because still an olas ov, it says ve'ekrivo in singular. So Rashi answers, because it'll be a double hekesh, and you can't own double hekeshes. Okay. Now, back to the Gemara. E malahalon berov shnayim, af kan berov shnayim. Right? By a chatas behema, you have to shecht rov shnayim. So maybe by an olas ha'ov, you have to also shecht rov shnayim. Talmud lomar, umalak vihiktir. Not rov shnayim. Complete Shnayim. Right? Remember we said before on Amud Aleph that the Rish Lakish said when you chop off a head, you have to chop off robe of the Simonim or completely? Tanakhama says completely. Not, you can't get away with doing like a behema robe Shnayim. No. Complete Shnayim. Why? That's what Tanakhama holds. Ma haktara harosh ba'atzmo v'aguf ba'atzmo. So it's about haktara. The body is separate and the head is separate. Af malika harosh ba'atzmo, ta'guf ba'atzmo. Okay? So what do you see from here? So, now it's very funny. It's very funny. I have to write this down. Kamishpat means like a chatas behema. Regarding what?
Why does it compare to an olas behema?
What?
Anolas, why does it compare to
because at the end of the day, so the Ibn Ezra, the Ramban asked that question on Chumash. For some reason, even though the Ibn Ezra says that you bring the olah because of the Ben Machshava, even though he says that, why are you bringing an olah? We don't know why you're bringing an olah. Really, you should bring a chatas. You didn't have Ver B'shogig. Right? You went into the Beis HaMikdash, B'shogig, you were really tummy. Why are you bringing an olah? Nobody knows why. Nobody knows why. If you're rich, you bring a chatas. You don't bring an olah also. So nobody knows why. But when it comes to birds, you bring an olah. So the Ben Ezra gives a pshat because you had a bad thought. Because you're angry that you're poor. Okay. You say that at the Shabbos table. Why are you really bringing an olah? Nobody knows. Nobody knows why. So, and not only that, the Torah calls it kamishpat. What does it mean, kamishpat? Well, that's an extra word. The Torah should have said, bring an olah. Why? We don't know why. It's a chok. We don't know why. Okay. But the Torah doesn't say that. It says kamishpat. So though it says kamishpat, it must mean something more. What does it mean more? So it means like a chatas behema. Regarding what? Only regarding three things. Chulin, bayom, and yad yamin. What about the fact that it should be maybe an olas, maybe a chatas of? No, it says ve'ikrivo, singular. And maybe it means sheshechta rov simanim, like a behema? No. It says molik ve'hikter, complete simanim. So in what way are you comparing it to a behema? Very small things. Things that you would do anyway. Hachulin, payom, and what's the third one?
Yamin.
And yamin. Very good.
What cover do you bring at night?
It's a good question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. And the Gemara is going to say it's brought for no reason. That's what the Gemara is going to say. We'll see if we get to it today. That's the first shita. That was the first opinion. There's a three of machlokas about this. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Now remember before we said that there was a machlokas between the Rabbanon, who's the Tanakama, and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who's the third shita. This middle shita, no one even holds from it. Rabbi Yishmael says, Kamishpat, a different thing. Kamishpat chatas ha'of. No, compare the olas ha'of to chatas ha'of. Very simple. Ma chatas ha'of mimul oreif. So if it's a chatas ha'of, it's at the back of the neck. Af olas ha'of mimul oreif. So too the olas ha'of is at the back of the neck. So too, same thing. E malahalon by a chatas ha'of molek. The Eino Mavdil b'simen echad, chatas ha'ov is only one simen, and you don't separate the head. Af kan sot over here by the olas ha'ov molek the Eino Mavdil b'simen echad. I would say the same thing, right? Talmud Lomar v'ikrivo. No, that's why it says v'ikrivo in singular. Don't think that, right? Don't think that, right? So in what way am I comparing an olas ha'ov to a chatas ha'ov? Only one way. That it's in the back of the neck. How you do it, that is totally separate. It says v'ikrivo. Right? Okay? Good? That was opinion number two. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, a third opinion. Kamishpat. He says kamishpat. He agrees with that mishpat. He agrees with that. Kamishpat chatas ha'of. He agrees that you're comparing the olas ha'of to a chatas ha'of. Ma lahalan. Just like with a chatas ha'of. Oches berosh ubaguf umazeh. Right? You take the body and the head and your mazeh. You sprinkle dam or you squeeze the dam on the mizbeach. Afkan. So too by the olas ha'of. Oches rosho ubaguf umazeh. Okay? So according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, kamishpat means like a chatas ha'of that hazah is done with the rosh and the guf. Right? Maika Amar. What does this mean? We don't really find that there's such a thing. Right? We don't find that chatas ha'of that you have to grab the head and the guf in your hand at the time of the hazah. So what does that mean? Hachikar, here's what it means. Ma'ala halan, just like by a chatas ha'of, kishu achuz harosh, baguf, mazeh, when you grab the head and the body's there, you do hazah. Afkan kishoches bar harosh baguf mazeh. Okay. So what does that mean? You're not molek legamri. You don't remove the head totally. You only molek rov simanim, and the meat of the simanim make the head of the body still attached. Still attached. So when you do the hazah, they're still attached. So according to Belazer Berb Shimon, in Olas Ha'ov, you do not detach the head. So we said before, Rish Lakish said, when you chop off a head, well, how do we even chop it off? Do you chop it off totally? Well, it's a machokas. According to the Tanakama, yes. According to Belazer Berb Shimon, no.
But I thought that's exactly what we do. That's a difference between an Olas Ha'ov and an Chatzos Ha'ov.
Well, what?
Chatzos Ha'ov, you keep the animal whole. Also, if you don't.
So, right.
And there's but, a reason for that.
Right, so now there's a machlokas about this. According to the Tanakh, that's exactly right. According to those of Rosh Hashanah, no, the difference is one siman or two simanim. But you don't sever the head. It's still attached. But it's two simanim. Right?
Yeah, but you offer the head separately, right?
Who said that?
We just said our Torah, the whole Torah is over the head.
That's only according to Rosh Shmuel. We don't even mention him in the. Rosh Lakish didn't even bother mentioning him. Nobody holds like that.
No, because the first one, my Torah, Harosh Ba'atzmo, Ba'guf Ba'atzmo.
Okay.
So you sever the head.
That's Akhtara, at the later stage.
Yes.
Now, 1 second. Ima lahalan, Mati's question. Ima lahalan b'simen echad, af kan b'simen echad. 1 second. If the chatas ha'of is one simen, the olas ha'of should also be one simen. Tamad lama v'ekrivo. No, it says v'ekrivo. It's singular. So, in what way are they the same? In what way are they the same? They're the same in the way that you don't separate the head. That's the only way they're the same. Right? Hazah. When you do this hazah, you sprinkle, they shouldn't separate the head. And what way are they different? In every other way they're different, because one's an ola, one's a chatas. Right? It's so circular. Right? You got it? Mm-hmm.
See, the problem is we know all the answers before we know.
Correct. Correct. So, fine. Good? Three machlokas. The point is, Tanakama held both simanim, totally, and Elazar Rosh Hashanah held Rav simanim. So Rish Lakish said he chop off the head of a bird, and everyone, well, does he argue? What does he hold like? Well, he can either hold the Tanakama, it's totally chopped off, or like Elazar Rosh Hashanah, not totally chopped off. Just Rav two simanim. So it's a, we're not sure what he held, right? There was Ikadiyami there, fine. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. The Tanakama was the most, he was fleshed out his opinion the most. What did he say? That in what way is a bird olas ha'ov like a chatas ha'ov? In three ways. Chulin, yom, and yad yamin. That's the way it's similar. And what about rov simanim like a behema? No, it says v'ekrivo. Right? And what about the fact that you separate the head for the haptarah? That's a different pasuk. It says molek v'hikdir. Right? So Tanakama, v'chimeyachad and afkalon mi molek v'hikdir. So once we know already that the olas ha'of is different, because it says molek v'hikdir, v'ekrivu lomali. Why do I need v'ekrivu? Right? Why do I need v'ekrivu for? So the Gemara says, e la v'ekrivu, if not for the v'ekrivu, hava mina, I would have thought, my kamishbat, what does kamishbat mean? Kamishbat chatas ha'of. Do it like a chatas ha'of. So it's so circular, right? So it's like a chatas ha'ov, you don't separate the head. So also, if you also should separate the head. V'imishum molek v'hikdir, and if you only had molek v'hikdir, I would have thought, mak torah b'rosh shal mizbeach, just like the haktar is done above the red line, on top of the mizbeach, af malika b'rosh shal mizbeach, so too, the malika is also done on top of the mizbeach. Right? V'hashta d'kasav rachmana v'hikrivo, now that the Torah says v'hikrivo, Dorish Beinami Ha, darshin it like this. Like what? Right? That you have to separate both simanim for the molek, for the malika, for the haktara, for the haktara. Yeah? So what do we have over here? Back to the Tanakama. We're pretty much, I think we'll stop here. What? Hey, we could. What do we have? It says kamishbat. Of course, it's Tanakama. What does that mean? In what way are they connected? In what way are they connected? Kamishbat. The chatos ha'of. that chatas ha'of is that all it's ha'of is like chatas behema. Right? And then what it says is ve'ekrivu, but ve'ekrivu teaches you what? Not like a chatas ha'of. That what? Yeah. What about molek ve'hiktir? Molek ve'hiktir teaches you that it's not rov simonim, it's total simonim. Why do we need both? Because then I would have thought you compare it to a chatas ha'of. Fine. Now that you want to answer to your question. Chatas behema, de'ena ba elemen achul min alan. How do you know a chatas behema can only come from chulin? How do you know that? Amrav chista, tamar kra, v'hikriv aron, his para chatas asher lo, mishalo, v'lo mishal tzibor. It was his own. Didn't come from the pushkod and the tzibor. V'lo mishal meiser. From meiser. Now, the Gemara says, we learned from here, that's how you know it has to be, it has to come from chulin. Bayom? Bayom is a basar nafka. What do you mean bayom? We learned it's bayom. The Torah says it, avi kara, it's bayom. So Gemara says, kidei nafka. Yeah, that was written for no reason. That was for no, we know that already. We know that already. There's no chiddush in that. That it has to be bayom. There's no chiddush in that. Why was it written? It's thrown in. That's what kidei nafka means. It's thrown in anyway. No chiddush in that. Yad Yamanis? How do you know the right hand? Midiraba barbar chana nafka. That's learned that from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. The Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Shlim Shur Melakish. Kol Makom Shenemar Etzba O Kahuna. Whenever it says Etzba O Kahuna, Ena El Yemin, it only means the right hand, right? V'idach. And what about the other two Tanoim here that didn't learn this idea? How do they know, right? The answer is, what do you mean, how do they know? Kahuna boy etzpa, etzpa loy boy kahuna. Kahuna needs etzpa, etzpa doesn't need kahuna. So by the olas over, it says kahuna alone, right? That's why I need kamishpat, because it wouldn't teach me otherwise. Tanakama, velazim Rabbi Shimon, mimola orf ben alahu. How do they know, right, only Rabbi Shmuel, only that middle shita, how do you learn it from the back of the neck? How do they know, the other two, Tanakama and velazim Rabbi Shimon, how do they know? Gamar, malika, mimalika. They learned it out from Malika. In other words, says Rashi, but Ma Matzinu. Why should Malika for different karbanos be different? Ma Malika Hamur Batorah Bachatas Pirish Lach Ha Ba Haksiv Mul Orif. I've called Malika and the Mul Orif. Every Malika is in Mul Orif. I don't need a special limit for that. Chatas Ovid, all stuff is all the same. Okay? So we've it was a very, it wasn't so hard. It was complicated. You have to hold cup. Okay? Now we're up. Now the Gemara goes on. The Mishnayos do this many times in Shas. Now we go on a tangent. Nothing to do with chulin anymore. Now we go on a tangent. What's kosher for a torin is possible for b'dei yona. Because we said what's kosher for malika is possible for shechita. What's kosher for shechita is possible. So the whole thing's in shas. What's kosher for this is possible for this. What's kosher for this is possible for this. So that's, we're on a tangent now for a week on all these other gemaras. Now what's mutter, what's matame this is not matame like this. We're going to have on Shabbos. So it's all different tangents now, all different topics. All right? Everyone have a good day and an easy fast.